All right, we're back now with Vernon Walker, who is a political activist in the area, also chairman of the political committee of the Sierra Club. And Reverend Walker, Reverend Vernon K. Walker, welcome back to MSO News.
Oh, glad to be back, and it's always a delight to engage in fruitful conversations with you, Rick, and I'm always elephant happy and peacock proud.
Yes, you are. And that always gives me a lift here on a gloomy Friday. Now, Reverend Walker, since last we talked, we talked a couple of months ago, and optimism was reigning supreme. COVID seemed to be really heading south. We had some good weather to look forward to. And now that's changed a bit. Plus, there's also the political climate in the city of Boston, which we do want to talk about because I know the Sierra Club is involved in that. But let's start first of all with how the optimism might have changed a little bit, Reverend Walker, and how you see things right now in terms of either COVID or climate.
The cases are rising up with the Delta variant spreading throughout the country, and it's certainly disproportionately affecting those that are unvaccinated, and even many are still dying across the country, particularly in a lot of the southern states. And I think it's important for folks to get vaccinated. Let's believe the science and not the conspiracy theorists that makes up false lies, or that makes up lies and falsity about the effectiveness of the vaccine. I think that in order to get this tamed down, get it tamed and under control, we're going to need more and more folks to get vaccinated. The CDC just released. The CDC just released a authorization for people to get booster shots. So folks who are fully vaccinated now will have to get booster shots because there's some evidence that the immunity wanes about 8 months after. Even though it seems that the science still says that it protects people from death and hospitalizations if you have gotten vaccinated. I think it's these are some sobering times here. These are the best of times and the worst of times all at the same time. And obviously with the climate report that just came out, that says that the UN released a report a few Mondays ago, and they mentioned that this is code red for humanity. That sea level will inevitably rise. It will become a lot hotter for longer, as we knew. And I recently found out, Rick, that in my hometown, Philadelphia, apparently in 1993, there was this massive heat wave that killed over 100 people in Philadelphia. And I had just discovered a story in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was about 120, 110 people died. And that was before the 1995 Chicago heat wave.
Wow.
Since then, Philadelphia has gone, has implemented a alert system, to warn people that it's excessively hot outside, take, cautionary measures to protect yourself from heat stroke, etc. So I think that, even with this, news, there's still an opportunity, for us to slow down the climate crisis and to prepare for it simultaneously.
Well, I don't know. It seemed to me that report, the most recent one you're talking about, went under the radar because, as I've said many times, I worked with a biology teacher at Gloucester High School who did a study back in the 90s. And at that point, she said that the first floor of Gloucester High School, which is pretty much adjacent to a river canal, was going to be under seawater sometime during the 21st century. And here we are. So with respect to that, Reverend Walker, I mean, you're involved with so much in terms of activism and the Sierra Club now. Tell me a little bit about the Boston chapter of the Sierra Club and what the focus is in terms of supporting political candidates.
Well, Oh, for sure, without a doubt. So I have the privilege of being the chair of the political committee at the Sierra Club. And what we are doing, what we have done is we've endorsed in several different races, the at-large races, and the mayoral race. So we've recently endorsed Michelle Wu several months ago, and we've had the opportunity to participate in several press conferences with her, one to announce the endorsement, one around the need, why Boston needs a Green New Deal, and also one around affordable housing and we need climate resilient affordable housing. So yeah, so we're all in on the race to help get Councilor Wu elected. And we've also endorsed some other candidates as well. We've endorsed several councilors at large races, candidates that are in council at large races, such as David Halbert of Julia Mejia, etc. Our real focus is the mayoral race, because you know climate change will deeply impact us all. But cities like Boston that are at sea level and that are on landfills are very vulnerable to experiencing the worst effects from climate change, particularly extreme weather. Mm-hmm. And the report that came out that I mentioned earlier, it was released on August 9th. So if listeners are not familiar with the report, the UN report that came out on August 9th, it really serves as a warning sign. Like they mentioned code red for humanity, that sea level will inevitably rise until 2050. Even if we stop polluting tomorrow, but we have some work to do. Where the approaches of mitigation and adaptation are both encouraged and needed. Mitigation in the sense that we need to stop the climate crisis, lower our carbon emissions, et cetera, and also prepare for the extreme weather that's coming as a result of climate change that has been happening since the Industrial Revolution. So we're going to see longer heat waves. We're going to see more stormwater runoff. We're going to see tornadoes and stronger storms. When I say we, I mean we as a humanity, tornadoes and tsunamis and more wildfires across the planet. So it's important that we prepare for these things. And that's what we do at CREW, Communities Responding to Extreme Weather, where I serve as the program manager. We help prepare folks in an equitable and sustainable way to become climate resilient. But back to the point of the political matter. We have endorsed, as I mentioned, Michelle Wu. So has many other climate groups such as Sunrise, 350 Mass, ELM, et cetera, Environmental League of Massachusetts. That's what ELM is an acronym for. I think it's, we believe that she's the right person for the city to lead the city in a transformative way. Because at the end of the day, if we do not prepare for the climate crisis, it will take us by surprise. And, you know, oftentimes there's this idea that people never plan to fail. I don't know anyone that plans to fail, but people never plan to fail. They just fail at planning.
Okay, yep.
And so essentially we believe at the Sierra Club, of Massachusetts, we believe that Michelle Wu is the candidate for right now. She's the right candidate to lead this city. She's proposed a Green New Deal, which would also help create clean energy jobs while also tackling the climate crisis simultaneously. So we're very busy. We've endorsed in other cities too, such as Cambridge, candidates such as Kabul Zadid, Mark McGovern, Quentin Zondervan, et cetera. So we're fairly busy, and you know, time won't allow us to go to all these candidates that we've endorsed in these various cities, such as Worcester and Somerville. But it's a busy time. It's an exciting time as the preliminaries are coming up in September. So for those who aren't registered to vote, no matter what city or town you live in, there's 350 in Massachusetts, cities and towns, go out and register to vote. Your voice is your vote. I don't think we can no longer sit on the sideline and complain about why things aren't getting done. Well, you know, we want people to exercise their democratic rights, and we believe in participatory democracy. So get out, vote, register to vote, register your friends, encourage your friends to vote, because at the end of the day, you know, our democracy is strongest when we have a maximum participation from its citizens. Our country is strongest when we have maximum participation from those who are eligible to vote. And not just voting, but also being informed about the political processes, because politics informs our everyday life. Politics affects us every day, in a sense that pothole that you see in the city or in your town and you're wondering why it's not getting fixed, or that broken traffic light that hasn't been fixed in your community. Well, you can do something. You can call your city councilor. You can call your state representative, your state senator, et cetera, even up to your federal representative or senator or U.S. senator or federal U.S. representative to say, hey, this is a problem in our community. We need this resolved. So politics is in some way interchangeable with our everyday lives, even if we are not cognizant or aware of it.
All right, I think it's a good place to wrap up here because we've got a lot more questions to cover next time. That is the chairman of the political committee of the Massachusetts chapter of the Sierra Club, the Reverend Vernon K. Walker. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.